Well, first up, I understand that the process of determining damage is a little more complicated than your typical house fire. I guess that's something you're not really able to do overnight.
Well, this one in particular, I mean, you have the building, and then, of course, you have the huge amount of contents. It's so, you know, the building itself was about 510 feet long by 50 feet wide. And within the building was approximately 145 vehicles.
I know some of these are some real treasures. I would imagine you have a little love of the automobile yourself, and for anybody with a recessive gear hit gene or whatever, it had to be a pretty sad sight to see.
Well, the vehicles inside are, you know, across the board, everything from, you know, vehicles that are partially restored to, you know, vehicles that are needing restoration and everything in between. So there was a wide variety of types of vehicles as well as conditions of vehicles inside the facility.
Last I knew, no word on the cause. Is that still status quo?
Cause is still under investigation. Investigation being conducted, being led by the Illinois Office of the State Fire Marshal, with assistance from the Staunton Fire Protection District and the Macoupin County Sheriff's Department. More than likely, due to the type of loss, the owner's insurance company will likely participate in the investigation as well.
And this is not a commentary, yay or nay, but I know how, especially with social media, people immediately jump in the rumor monger mode and say arson, arson, arson is, but you know, it's not not exactly clear cut based on profit motive, because this is again a consignment situation, from what I understand, for most of those vehicles.
You got to understand that there was multiple buildings at this facility. This was one of, I think, five different buildings that was located on the property, and all of the buildings contain vehicles. A portion of the vehicles, the owner, you know, had vehicles in. There were consignment vehicles, you know, multiple different owners. So there's all different types of situations as far as ownership of the vehicles that were involved.
Pretty impressive display, Chief. Pretty heartening when you think of some of the situations. You know, I mean, you know, people might not think of Staunton as a terrorism-type target, but other various disasters, plants or industrial plants, whatever the case may be, a real impressive display of just how fast local fire departments work together to marshal forces at one site.
Yeah, so we're very lucky. You know, we have a large contingent of mutual aid partners, basically through the Illinois Mutual Aid Box Alarm Association, or system, I'm sorry, and that MABUS group that we belong to, MABUS 35, we had representatives from that organization as well as several of the other MABUS divisions. We were able to bring in 13 fire departments, probably almost 100 firefighters, and probably close to 30 apparatus. The big key to this fire was all the water that was used for firefighting operations had to be trucked into the scene. There was no hydrants close to the fire, so all the water that we used for firefighting operations were brought from approximately anywhere from a mile and a half to 4 miles away and brought into the scene for firefighting operations. We had a little bit of difficulty at the outset of the fire, naturally, when you're trying to bring in those large contingents of people, it just travel time to get them to the scene. Once we got them on scene and were able to coordinate the operations, you know, we had large water tender trucks that were, many times we had six or eight of them in a standby operation ready to drop their water so they could go fill up and return, and that continued for several hours. So it was an impressive operation, considering the number of different departments that we had involved from literally three different counties.
Well, Chief, and the one thing that that really stands out too when I think of a firefight like this, you have no idea how much gas is in one vehicle, how much is in the next. I mean, you're really you're playing with a lot of variables in this kind of firefight. Obviously, no human lives in danger. You attack it a little differently, but it had to be a pretty tricky firefight.
Well, the fire involved the vehicles inside, and vehicle firefighting in general. I mean, the types of vehicles, you could have different metallurgy with the different type of vehicles, different types of hazards on the vehicles. Plus, you had the actual building itself was, quote, lightweight building. You had a wooden frame that had a metal skin and a metal roof on it. The roof collapsed early in the fire, so that made firefighting operations even more difficult. We brought in heavy equipment overnight to remove the roof from the entire structure so we could ensure that the fire was out. And I think it was a real well-planned operation from a standpoint of we did not have to go back for any type of rekindle. We stayed out until the fire was out and made sure that everything was safe.
I know you're taking longer than I planned, but I'll close with this. Just what kind of toxic stew are you messing with when you're out there firefighting and you get a mix of gasoline and burned up tires and everything else in the mix?
Everything from carcinogenics that are inside the smoke that's being emitted to, newer vehicles that have air conditioning. Naturally, you have air conditioning gases, freon, phosgene, those type of things that you have to worry about. We were lucky in that the wind was in our favor most of the night, actually moving the smoke away from the firefighting forces. So we used the wind to our advantage throughout the evening.